It wasn't a particularly unfriendly voice. It just wanted her to get on with it, sing her piece, and go.
I've got this song. It's a...
You've given your music to Miss Proudlet?
There isn't an accompaniment, actually. It...
Oh, it's a folk song, is it?
There was a whispering in the darkness, and someone laughed quietly.
Off you go, then. Perdita, right?
Agnes launched into the hedgehog song and knew by about word 7 that it had been the wrong choice. You needed a tavern with people leering and thumping their mugs on the table. This big, brilliant emptiness just sucked at it and made her voice hesitant and shrill. She stopped at the end of verse 3. She could feel the blush starting from somewhere around her knees. It had taken some time to get to her face because it had a lot of skin to cover, but by then it'd be strawberry pink. She could hear whispering. Words like timbre emerged from the susurration, and then, she wasn't surprised to hear, came impressive build. She knew, have an impressive build. So did the opera house. She didn't have to feel good about it. The voice spoke up.
You haven't had much training, have you, dear?
No, which was true. Lankra's only other singer of note was Nanny Ogg, whose attitude to songs was purely ballistic. You just pointed your voice at the end of the verse and went for it. Whisper, whisper.
Sing us a few scales, dear.
The blush was at chest height now, thundering across the rolling acres.
Scales?
Whisper. Muffled laugh.
Do, re, mi. You know, dear, starting low, la, la, la.
Oh, yes.
As the armies of embarrassment stormed her neckline, Agnes pitched her voice as low as she could and went for it. She concentrated on the notes, working her way stolidly upwards from sea level to mountaintop, and took no notice at the start when a chair vibrated across the stage, or at the end when a glass broke somewhere and several bats fell out of the roof. There was silence from the big emptiness, except for the thud of another bat and far above a gentle tinkle of glass.
Is that your full range, lass?
People were clustering in the wings and staring at her.
No. No. If I go any higher, people faint, said Agnes, and if I go any lower, everyone says it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Whisper, whisper. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
And, any other... I can sing with myself in thirds. Nanny Ogg says not everyone can do that.
Sorry?
Like, do me at the same time.
Whisper, whisper.
Show us, lass.
La.
The people at the side of the stage were talking excitedly. Whisper, whisper. The voice from the darkness said,
Now your voice projection.
Oh, I can do that,
snapped Agnes. She was getting rather fed up. Where would you like it projected?
I'm sorry, we're talking about...
Agnes ground her teeth. She was good, and she'd show them.
To here? Or there.
Or here.
Up here.
It wasn't that much of a trick, she thought. It could be very impressive if you put the words in the mouth of a nearby dummy, like some of the travelling showmen did, but you couldn't pitch it far away and still manage to fool a whole audience. Now that she was accustomed to the gloom, she could just make out people turning around in their seats, bewildered.
What's your name again, dear?
The voice, which had at one point shown traces of condescension, had a distinct beaten-up sound.
Agnes... Perdita,
said Agnes.
Perdita Knit. Perdita X Knit.
We may have to do something about the knit, dear.
Granny Weatherwax's door opened by itself. Jarge Weaver hesitated. Of course, she were a witch. People told him this sort of thing happened. He didn't like it, but he didn't like his back either, especially when his back didn't like him. It came to something when your vertebrae ganged up on you. He eased himself forward, grimacing, balancing himself on 2 sticks. The witch was sitting in a rocking chair, facing away from the door. Jarge hesitated.
Come on in, Jarge Weaver, said Granny Weatherwax, and let me give you something for that back of yours.
The shock made him try to stand upright, and this made something white-hot explode somewhere in the region of his belt.